I think there's only one switch. Do it this way. Do you know how to turn it off?
Button back.
Oh, okay. It's locked. I don't know how you unlock it.
Push the.
I guess push and hold the lock button or the off. That did it. I guess you have to push it and hold it.
Yeah, push it and hold it, turn it on.
Because it said lock.
There we go.
Call this meeting to order. Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call for Brian Weber.
Present.
Eric Morgan, here, and accepting, taking notes for this meeting. Jenny Edelman.
Hey, so first item of business, we will have approval of minutes from our last meeting. So I guess I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes of the February 8th, 2016 Budget Finance Administration Council Committee meeting.
And I'm just going to ask a question. Does everybody know how to find the minutes on the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, minutes stand. Okay, first item on the agenda under item of discussion. Number one is public comment and discussion related to any of the topics in this committee's scope are welcome. So this is kind of the general open time for public comment if anybody wants to give any public comment. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item number two, public comment and discussion on financial policies. We have a discussion on that one. No? Okay, that's something that we'll be looking at kind of on an ongoing basis as items come up, questions come up. But, possible ways we can strengthen the financial policy. Okay, item number three, public comment and discussion on vouchers. Anyone have any discussion on the vouchers? Like the early release checks, numbers 43187 through 43189, under the batch name of February 2nd Council 2/18/16, in the amount of $4,216.97. 43190 through 43228, is the February 2nd council, under the same batch, for $205,603.68. And the EFTs for the February month in check of $2,489.90 for total vouchers this week, for the last 2 weeks, of $212,310.55. So I know we kind of talked about this at our last meeting, and I know Councilmember Morgan and myself that went through these and looked at them. It's actually kind of surprising and, well, some of the costs of things are that we don't necessarily think about. But Councilmember Morgan, do you have any comments or anything you want to bring up on this?
I'm looking at it a little bit. I'm thinking it's interesting, and I wanted to be sure for how long it was for, that the insurance payment is $138,805, and that's for the year. Just. Appears to me that some of the payroll that is EFT transfer is in here, still under the people's name.
You have a page.
Yeah.
Thing
that I'm noticing is that nowhere in any of this do I ever see a balance, not one single time. There's no balances on checking account or on accounts where this money is coming from.
Yeah,
there's just raw checks.
So some clarification from Ms. Miller would probably be good to understand where exactly some of these, which funds some of these.
Or where the city's standing financially.
Yeah.
I mean, if one's gonna, it just seems to me that if somebody is going to okay the spending on the citizens' behalf, it'd be really good to know where we're at.
Yeah, I agree. It would be nice to at least see, you know, once the 212,000 plus goes out the door, have an idea of, you know, what's left. So where we're sitting as far as funding goes. Agree with that.
Otherwise, I didn't see anything that really seemed weird to me. I imagine we'll figure out more as we get used to what's in these vouchers and as the public helps us look to make sure that things seem to be sort of normal from one time to another.
Definitely good. And I know it was brought up last meeting, I think, by Mr. Dardowski. He was looking at the check register and kind of had some concern trying to find it. So just for, I guess, the public knowledge, if they didn't already know, the register sheet, the check numbers are on there do fall under the number category under the voucher itself. Other things brought up as far as reviewing the recycle agreement, animal contract, animal control contract, what kind of feedback mechanism there is for budget control, what kind of communication with council, and potential formatting and timing of budget pages. So that's just a few things. And like I said before, the public's always open to come and provide input, suggestions, ideas. Given that,
what was the questions that we had for the mayor?
I haven't got a response yet.
So we're gonna just leave them on the table?
Yeah, we'll leave those questions on the table. And we should have a lot back by this meeting.
Okay. So then I have one other thing that I wanted to announce, and that is that when in the regular council meeting, when the time comes for accepting the consent agenda, any council person can ask for anything to be further explained. So if you, in the meantime, look at these vouchers and they don't make sense to you, you'd like something explained, what I would suggest is that you get in contact with one of your council members and ask them to ask that question, and they can have that item pulled out of the consent agenda and discussed separately.
Thank you, Councilmember Horgan. And with having more inputs,
that's it.
All right, well, since we're at the end of the meeting, I will call to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second it.
Pass. Thanks for coming.